Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about health care. It's been an issue for you and your district now for a long time, and this is not good news. We're talking about a hospital in Bradford and closing its doors. What are the details, and what do people need to know?
Well, as most are aware, the emergency department at Bradford Regional Medical Center is closing at 12 a.m. on Sunday, May 17th. And this effectively closes the hospital as the facility will turn into an outpatient center. I'm deeply concerned about what this means for our community. And quite honestly, I'm angry with the short-sighted people at Kaleida Health who are abandoning our community and sacrificing our public safety due to their own poor management and decision-making. Our emergency medical services system is already strained. This means longer trips to other emergency rooms with our limited number of ambulances being tied up longer than they should be. It means slower response times for people who may not be able to wait. I do want to stress that our local emergency medical service providers and certainly the City of Bradford Fire Department are working very hard to meet the challenges. These folks do an excellent job. And also, please know that county, state, and local officials, as well as the business community and our community leaders, are continuing to push to restore vital hospital services, including an emergency room, back to Bradford as soon as possible. We're certainly very encouraged by the progress being made in LECOM's purchase of the Pavilion Skilled Nursing Facility and the hospital campus. We really need full-service hospital services back to care for the needs of our community, and that is certainly going to remain my top priority. So I'm not giving up on restoring vital hospital services in Bradford.
And of course, this blends into what is happening next week. Next week is Emergency Medical Services Week. Why is this so important at a time like this?
Well, next week, May 17th through the 23rd, is National EMS Week. It's an opportunity for us to recognize and extend special thanks to the men and women who answer the call every day to help save lives. And this year's theme is Improving Outcomes Together. We all sort of take for granted that when we call 911, somebody will be there to help. But as we mark EMS week next week, let's take time to thank our emergency medical services providers for all that they do in our community. And it's an excellent time to also consider a career in emergency medical services or volunteering to support EMS agencies in your communities, because all of our communities are in need of additional providers.
Representative Causer, another thing that happened last week was the Bradford Chamber Dinner. Could you tell us what happened there?
The Bradford Chamber of Commerce held their annual chamber dinner last week. The community is blessed with exceptional leaders who are committed to doing all they can to support the people of Bradford. And a number of awards were presented. I want to thank the chamber for all their hard work and congratulate all the award winners and all the nominees for all that they do in the community. It was great attending this year's chamber dinner to personally congratulate all of these Chamber Award winners.
And finally, Representative, this coming Tuesday is primary election day. What do people need to know?
Well, Tuesday, May 19th is primary election day in Pennsylvania. Voters will have the opportunity to choose their party's nominees for governor, lieutenant governor, the United States House of Representatives, the State House of Representatives, and the State Senate in certain senatorial districts, as well as state and local committee members. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, and voters who have chosen to vote by mail-in or civilian absentee ballot must have their ballots returned to the County Board of Elections no later than 8 p.m. on Election Day.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update. State Representative Martin Causer.